So I know the other songs you played, so it was a song I didn't know. But before the Altered Images, it was the band. They're called Nation of Language. I don't know much about them, except for I got to dig in deep because I've enjoyed the songs I've checked out. They had an album that put out in November of 2021 called A Way Forward. I played the song off that called The Gray Commute. Yeah. Then before that, OMD, the Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark from 1985's Crush album with Women 3, and then Camouflage start off the entire set with The Great Commandment. Would you believe that's the very first time that Camouflage has been played on WRCT, at least in the last 20 years, according to our database? Would you believe that? I do. I believe it. Hey, before we get to the top of the hour, I think I have time for one more song. And then my encore edition of this program will end. So speaking of bands that are still channeling their parents' record collection, another band that someone introduced me to is called Thus Love. So let's check out something from Thus Love. It's In Tandem. New music here on WRCT. That sounds like old music. I'm an old DJ. That sounds like a new DJ. At least in my head, that's how it works. It's 883 FM. It's Viva Lamont.
Thank you.
In Tandem from the band Thus Love, wrapping up this encore presentation of the Viva La Mock radio program right here on WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. I'm the Mockster. Thanks for listening.
You're not to worry, but maybe that's a lie. Honey, what's your hurry? Won't you stay inside? Remember not to get too close to stars. They're never gonna give you love like ours. Where did you go? I should know, but it's cold and I don't wanna be lonely. So show me the way home. I can't lose another life.
The WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. I am DJ Sonny Sonny Sony, and this is Don't Eject the Disc.
At the end of the night, yo, They could settle wars with this, if only they will. Imagine the world's leaders on pills, and imagine the morning after. Wars causing disaster. Don't talk to me, I don't know ya. But this ain't tomorrow, and for now I still love ya. Hours fly over. Sail round, diamonds and pearls. Never seen so many fit girls. Discover new worlds. Look at my watch, can't focus. Last 2 hours I lost. Every move fills me with lust. All of life's problems I just shake off. Hell, mad little events happen. Things map out and a few blue maddens are like the toilets. Big beefy bouncers out to reveal us. Geezers on ease and first timers. Kids on whiz, darlings on Charlie. All come together for this party. All races, many faces, from places you never heard of. Where you're from, what's your name and what you want. Sing to the words, vex to the fat ones. The tribal drums, the sun's rising. We all smile, we all sing.
We were just in my era home. We went on and on.
We all smile, we all sing.
We become heroes in the stars aligned.
We all sing, sing.
We were just in my era home. We went on and on.
We all smile, we all sing.
We become heroes.
We all sing, we all sing, sing. Then the girl in the cafe taps me on the shoulder. I realise 5 years went by and I'm older. Memories smoulder, winter's colder. But that same piano loops over and over and over. The road shines and the rain washes away. Same Chinese takeaway, selling shit in a tray. It's dark all round, I walk down. Same sights, same sounds, new beats though. Solid concrete under my feet. No surprises, no treats. The world stands still as my mind sloshes round. The washing up bowl in my crown. My life's been up and down since I walked from that crowd.
We were just in my era home. We went on and on.
You all smile, you all sing.
We become heroes in the stars aligned.
You all sing, sing.
We were just in my era home. We went on and on.
You all smile, you all sing.
Become heroes in the stars aligned.
We all sing, sing. Out of respect for Johnny Walker, Paul Oakenfold, Nicky Holloway, Danny Rampling, and all the people who gave us these times. And to the government, I'll stick my middle finger up with regards to the criminal justice bill. For all the heroes I met along the way.
We
all sing, sing, sing.
We become heroes in the stars aligned.
We all sing, sing.
We were just in my era home. We went on and on.
We all smile, we all sing.
We become heroes in the stars aligned.
We all sing, sing.
Over the years, you've brought opioids into your home. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them. Just in case, but holding on to opioids puts your family at risk. Learn more at www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Nothing to lose. Every time weight is that I cry. The good and the bad times, we've been through them all. You make me rise when I fall. 'Cause every time we touch, I get this feeling. And every time we kiss, I swear I could fly. Can't you feel my heart beat fast? I want this to last. Need you by my side. 'Cause every time we touch, I feel the static. And every time we kiss, I reach for the sky. Can't you hear my heart beat so? I can't let you go. Want you in my life. Him.
You keep him all alone. You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, and welcome to this week's edition of In Black America and Ebony Spectrum.
From the University of Texas at Austin, KUT Radio. This is In Black America.
You know, my idea of creating a modern media company and really redefining what the modern newspaper is was something that I think he also understood, and I think we hit it off and that we had similar goals and aspirations. And so, again, it was a challenge, too. You know, I mean, I've been, you know, I went to the undefeated and people had really written it off or dead. And, you know, we built it and made it into something really, I think, that people could be proud of. And I thought that we got a big challenge here where we don't have as much penetration as we should have and we deserve to have. It's, you know, LA Town's been through a lot of difficult days before. So we have an opportunity and we have to build the place and get audience and build subscriptions. So part of it was the challenge of doing it, and the quality was always there journalistically. No one needed to tell me about the high quality.
Kevin Meredith, executive editor of the Los Angeles Times. In June 2021, Meredith took the helm of the largest news gathering organization in the West. The Veteran Journalist became the 19th editor of the 139-year-old newspaper. Previously, he was a senior vice president at ESPN and editor-in-chief of The Undefeated, a multimedia platform that explored the intersections of race, sports, and culture. Before ESPN, he spent 2 decades at The Washington Post. Prior to The Post, he worked at the Dallas Morning News as a special projects reporter, local political writer, and national correspondent based in Washington, D.C. In 2020, he received the National Association of Black Journalists Chuck Stone Lifetime Achievement Award. Over the years, Meredith has proven he can flourish in the industry that has a small number of media executives that look like him. I'm Johnny O'Hanson Jr., and welcome to another edition of In Black America. On this week's program, Kevin Meredith, executive editor of the Los Angeles Times, Part 2, In Black America.
I think in a newsroom, you want to create energy, you know, that where people feel it, and then, man, here somebody did something. That was cool. What can we do? You know, a happy newsroom for me is where people are constantly pitching new things and constantly thinking, how can I make the place better? Because when you have that, then that's people claiming the place as theirs. Because it's just as much as I enjoy being executive editor, it's not my Los Angeles Times, you know. It's the Los Angeles Times. And so everybody can attach their name to it and their vibe to it.
The Los Angeles Times is the largest metropolitan daily newspaper in America, with a daily readership of 1.4 million and 2.5 million on Sunday, more than 22 million unique LATimes.com visitors monthly. The Pulitzer Prize winning Time has been covering Southern California for more than 133 years. In June 2021, Kevin Meredith was selected to lead the Los Angeles Times into a new era. Before joining the Times, he was a senior vice president at ESPN and editor-in-chief of The Undefeated. Before joining ESPN, he spent 22 years at The Washington Post as a congressional correspondent, national political reporter, long-form feature writer, magazine columnist, and senior editor in several roles. Prior to The Post, he worked in the Lone Star State at the Dallas Morning News. He began his journalism career at the Milwaukee Journal. Mindful of the magnitude of his new position, he doesn't take it lightly. He's well aware that his success means others like him will be given an opportunity. On today's program, we conclude our conversation with Kevin Meredith.
The Dallas Morning News leadership, Ralph Langer and Bob Mong, and they wanted to diversify their management ranks. And so they had some shakeup of the masthead, and they asked me to come back to oversee foreign and national news coverage and to be an assistant managing editor. And so I ended up doing that for